From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. On Capitol Hill today, the House moves closer to a vote on health care and sweeping changes. Democratic and Republican lawmakers say the eventual vote will likely be close either way. And as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, President Obama will be seeking support for the bill this afternoon in Ohio.
Today, reconciliation begins. That's the process Congress uses to consider a contentious budget bill without a filibuster. Part of this contentious budget bill? A sweeping overhaul of the health care system. The House Budget Committee will meet this afternoon to look at the Senate health care legislation before passing it on for a vote. Republican leaders say using reconciliation will deal a blow to bipartisanship and make lawmakers less willing to come together on other tough issues like immigration and climate change. Meanwhile, President Obama is delaying his first foreign trip of the year to help shepherd the bill to passage. He's off to Strongsville, Ohio, to stump for health care. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says President Obama is deeply saddened by the ambush killings of an American couple and a Mexican man by suspected drug gangs in Mexico. The attacks on two cars came minutes apart and also wounded three young children in the violent border city of Juarez. Mexico's president, Felipe Calderon, is promising to find those responsible. Those killed had ties to the U.S. consulate in Juarez. Police in Afghanistan say they stopped a series of suicide attacks today in a southeastern province bordering Pakistan. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul that police say they killed five would-be bombers before they could strike.
Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior says police caught the bombers in a district bazaar in Paktika province. The ministry statement said three of the would-be assailants were wearing explosive vests and others were armed with automatic rifles. They say three of the militants were killed outright, while two others were caught and killed as they attempted to hide in a nearby shop. The news comes just 2 days after suicide attackers staged coordinated attacks in the southern city of Kandahar that left at least 35 people dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility for those attacks, calling them a warning to NATO Commander Stanley McChrystal, who's widely expected to launch an offensive against militants in Kandahar in the coming months. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Toyota is holding a news conference later today amid questions about that runaway Prius on a San Diego freeway. A congressional memo says technicians with the automaker and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration were unable to duplicate the sudden unintended acceleration in that vehicle. It reached speeds of 94 miles per hour before the driver could bring it to a stop. This is NPR News from Washington. Hollywood is remembering actor Peter Graves, best known for TV's Mission Impossible and as the bumbling airline pilot in the movie Airplane. Graves died of an apparent heart attack yesterday outside his California home. As NPR's Bob Mondello reports, Graves' acting career spanned nearly 60 years.
Peter Graves was tall, handsome, cool, and authoritative. Whether he was being attacked by giant grasshoppers in 50s sci-fi flicks or leading a team of clever spies as Jim Phelps, head of the Impossible Missions Force in the 60s TV series Mission Impossible. Born Peter Arneff, Peter Graves changed his last name so he wouldn't be confused with his actor brother James Arneff of Gunsmoke. Then he made a name for himself, playing everything from a ranch owner with a beautiful black stallion in TV's Fury to a security officer with a terrible secret in the prisoner of war drama Stalag 17. Generally deadpan and unflappable, he could also spoof his own gravitas, as he did playing a pilot with peculiar tastes in the film comedy Airplane. Peter Graves was 83. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
They're watching the rising Red River in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota.
We just live it. It's just our life. It's what we do. We live in a valley, a very large valley in the Red River Valley, and we know that this is realistic. Nobody wants this. We sure hoped it wasn't going to happen, but now that it's coming, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to work with our neighbors. We're going to work with our people. We're going to take care of business, and we're going to get it done.
That's Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney in Fargo. The National Weather Service says the Red River might be 20 feet above flood stage there by the end of the week. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.